Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Oh, yes. It's that time of year again. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and just tune in really quick. Oh, as Mariah Carey serenades us with one of the best Christmas songs of all time, arguably, for my generation. I love it. I hope everybody has had a great week. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And even better than that, I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. Today, we're coming at you with another episode. This is episode 123. And today I want to talk about 10 quick cash side hustles before Christmas. That's right. I'm trying to get you right before Christmas because I know that there are some people who are stressing out. There's some people who are trying to find those last minute jobs, trying to figure out where they can pull money from. I really encourage you to really get on board with some of these side hustles because I don't want you to have to put anything on your credit card this Christmas. This is going to be one of the first Christmases since I've had access to a credit card that I'm not going to charge on my credit card. Whatever I purchase is going to be purchased with my own money. Amen. Amen. Praise God for that. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the topic today. And today I want to just share with you I want to give you just some easy, tangible side hustles, because like I said before, like there's some people that I know that it's going into that time. And so let's go ahead and get to the thick of things. The first side hustle I want to share with you today, it's pretty simple. You might even be familiar with some of these side hustles. I'm not even gonna act like some of these are all brand new. But the first side hustle I would encourage you to grab hold on to, if you're comfortable with working online, if you're comfortable doing things online and things like that, I would encourage you to, number one, boom, go on eBay, Craigslist, or Etsy. Get an account on there. And then go and sell some items, because there's some of us, we have so many clothes in our closet. We have so many shoes in our closet. We have so many different items that we don't even use anymore. So I would encourage you to take hold of this one and then go ahead and, one, free up some space in your house, in your apartment, in your room, wherever it might be. But also make some cash from it. It just truly makes sense for you to go ahead, get active and knock that out. Number two, you can recycle used smartphones on this location called Gazelle, G-A-Z-E-L-L-E. And it's a no-hassle way for you to make some cash if you have like old iPhones, old Samsung smartphones, Androids, or any other devices like sitting around the house. You know, you, of course, you're not going to get the same amount of money that you paid for it. However, but you will be able to yield a profit and yield some money from you just doing that. You know, we got selling items on eBay. We got going on Gazelle. If you have a ton of smartphones or a ton of electronic devices that you're not doing anything with, you're not using, go on Gazelle. Go ahead, sell those items, and then go ahead and get some quick turnaround cash. Number three, this was one I know you all know I've mentioned many times because I was an Uber driver probably like 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I can't remember, but I haven't driven for Uber probably since like 2 or 3 months. And up until that day, I was driving Uber probably around for like 3 years. People would hop in my car and say, "Man, you've done over 3,000 trips." And I was like, "Oh, wow." And I mean, they were impressed. But, you know, during that time, I was like, you know, my goal is to speak full time. So therefore, I'm doing this meantime, between time. And this side hustle has afforded me the opportunity to be able to do other things, to have the freedom to decide to work when I want to work. So if that's something that you would be interested in, like getting an opportunity to get out there and Uber or even doing Lyft, I would encourage you to use my promo code because this episode is currently sponsored by Uber. So therefore, if you would like to, you know, get out there, utilize your car, you have good insurance, you don't have any felonies or anything like that, then you can have that opportunity. So I'm going to have the link down in the show notes for you. So if you would like to take access to the Uber, the promo code, I'm going to provide that for you to make sure you're able to do that and get you some quick holiday cash, because people around the holiday times, they typically love to tip because people are just feeling really jolly, like good old St. Nick. So therefore, if that would be something you'd be interested in, I'm going to drop that down at the bottom. Get your Uber on, get your Lyft on, because around Christmas and even around New Year's, there's a lot of people who are needing rides, leaving Christmas parties and doing things like that. So give you that opportunity to go get out there so you can get some gifts for your kids, get some gifts for your significant other. I don't know. I see everybody proposing every other day. So you might even be able to make enough cash to where you can get you an engagement ring. I don't know if you about that life. I don't know if you're there yet. However, we're going to make sure to allow you to do what you need to do. Now we're going to move on down to list number 4. Delivery for Postmates or even Uber Eats. So another option for earning side income is just working with Postmates. This is just you delivering different things, sometimes delivering food. It's similar to Uber and Lyft, but you can work whenever you want. You have the availability to get out there. Nobody tells you it's time to punch in. It's time to punch out. You don't have to worry about that because you're on your own schedule. You're your own boss. Get out there and get after it however you desire. Okay. Number 5, I know real estate has been really big for a lot of my friends, and I've just seen a lot of people getting involved in real estate. If you happen to have a house, you happen to have a spare room that you're not using, you're not doing anything with, you can clean it up, and then you can even rent your spare room on Airbnb, which offers as a great resource for people, you know, that are willing to give up a spare room or even, you know, have guests, and in 24 hours, you'll get paid. So you can avoid, you know, problems with potential scams when they arrive or any earnings or anything like that by you renting out your room. Number eight, plain and simply, this one is really for those who are individuals who are really good behind a laptop, individuals who are really technically sound, technically gifted, we can even call them. But you can sell services on Fiverr. You can sell services on Mechanical Turk. You can sell services on Upwork, or you can even design logos on 99 Designs. And all these websites I have used before, just seeing how easy it is to hop behind a computer, you can get a design request or people can ask of certain things from you, and then you can get on there, you can create the design, and then move on, get paid. Fiverr, you can offer different services. They do video offering services. They also do editing services. They also do formatting services and all those different things. They offer a variety of services. You can even get an ebook cover produced on Fiverr. And it's called Fiverr because it started out with each service being $5. And then after that, then they began to increase the price. Well, now they offer things that are outside of that price range if you're a vendor for them. So I would encourage you to do that. And then even with 99 Design, one thing that's really dope is that if you're gifted like with Photoshop or, you know, you're an illustrator and different things like that, you can compete for work, for design work on 99 Design. If you're a very good designer, then you definitely have the opportunity to make a pretty good income on 99 Design. So those are just a few to think of as we're continuing to flow down the list like St. Nick flows down the chimney. Hello, somebody. Okay, now number nine, we know that when you have a clean house, when you have a clean room, this allows you to think more freely, to think more creatively, to allow the creative juices to flow, if you will. So you can go to housekeeper.com, or there's some other websites out there, but if you were interested in cleaning houses, if you didn't have a problem with cleaning houses, then you can get on and do that, because I know now many people are hiring maids. Many people are hiring nannies and they're hiring personal assistants to come in to clean their house to where they don't have to worry about that, because I have many entrepreneurial friends and they don't like doing the work around their house, or they don't have the time to get out around their house and clean their house. So therefore, they pay or they invest in someone else to come in and do that dirty work for them. making sure that everything's taken care of, making sure that their room's clean, the bathroom's tight. You know, everything's just ready to go. Maybe if they want to have guests over, or maybe if they just want to be able to just chill and save their energy to apply it towards, you know, their passion project, apply that energy towards them building their business, apply the energy wherever they may need to. So cleaning houses is definitely another one. And you can go to housekeeper.com once again. But as we slide down to the final side hustle that you can utilize to bring in some quick cash. And this one I have to give a shout out to the Built for Anything podcast, because I was listening to the episode where he interviewed Cosign KG, and the host's name is Hertz, and he's out in the Dallas area. And I began to listen to them talk about side hustles and just hearing them talk about KG's story. And from that point, then I was like, okay, well, you know, y'all talking about quick side hustles. And then they began to talk about those scooters that are around the DFW area. I know they started out like in San Francisco or in California. That's where it seems like almost everything starts most of the time. But I believe it started out there, maybe in New York as well. I'm not sure. But hearing them talk about the lime juice, or hearing them talk about Bird, like those two type of scooters. And then they begin to say, well, have you ever wondered who charges the scooters? Because I had no idea that they were actually getting charged by people. I thought they just, I don't know, silly and ignorantly, I thought that people just hop on them and they just ride forever because their batteries just don't die. We know that's not true. We know that's not even possible. So therefore, they made mention of people hopping out cars and plugging up the scooters, putting them in their car and charging them up at home. And then people get paid $3 to $6 per scooter. Or with Bird, well, that's with the lime juice, or with Bird will pay you up to $20 per scooter, depending on how much of a charge the battery is requiring. Which is like, whoa, like that's crazy. Have you ever, like, that's crazy. That's a pretty good amount. So I just wanted to share these quick side hustles with you really quickly, just to make sure that you understand that if you don't have the cash currently, that does not mean that you won't have the cash when it comes time for Christmas. Because one thing I've learned, that if we begin to fear not having cash, or if we begin to fear financial woes, it always leaves us with two options. The first option is remaining complacent and remaining stagnant in our fear and not doing anything about it. We just ball up, we get in the corner, we're terrified, and we make no choice. And the crazy thing is that if nothing changes, then nothing will change, right? But the second thing I realize is really dope about fear is that it can force us or propel us to taking a action. And when it causes us to take an action, then we can hop on, listen to the Speak Your Success podcast. We can say, wow, John gave some great tips. He gave some great insight. So now I can hop on one of these side hustles, and now I can get some quick cash before Christmas comes. Because we're almost, what, 10, 11 days out before Christmas? So therefore, you still have time if you're really a go-getter and if you really want what you say you want. So I would encourage you to get out there and do those things if that's what you would like. But I think this is a great time to just share with you another one of our sponsors for this episode, for Bird. Like, if you haven't had the opportunity to ride a Bird scooter, oh my goodness, they're so much fun to ride. And they almost go like 15 miles an hour. Whoa. But if you haven't had the opportunity to ride a Bird scooter and you want the opportunity to be able to, one, become a charger, like signing up to ride with Bird or signing up to be a charger for Bird, we have a promo code, which is GHPYR7. I'm going to be sure to have that link down in the show notes for you, just making sure that you have the opportunity. Because if you want to be a charger, why not be a charger and get some quick cash just in time for Christmas? Or even, you've seen those lovely lime green scooters all around. That would be coming from another one of our sponsors, which is Lime Juice, right? In Lime Juice, the electric green lime design, and you see them all around. You either see them in downtown Dallas, you might even see them wherever Metroplex you're a part of, and they're all over the country, they're all over the world at this point. And if you would like to ride a lime, I would like to give you $3 on your first lime ride. Well, Lime would like to give you $3 on your first lime ride. All you have to do to claim that coupon that I'm providing for you is you can just use the link that I'm going to put down in the show notes, or you can download the app and then use the promo code R7VC2LH. And once again, that's the promo code for the Lime Ride. I'm definitely going to have that down in the show notes for you, because you definitely want to check out our sponsors, because they're doing great things around the world, and those rides are really enjoyable, and you don't have to worry about, you know, just trying to, oh wow, the hustle and bustle of trying to do all these other things, when you can just hop on a Lime and get you from point A to point B and make sure that you're on time for your next appointment. All right, friends, I know it's been a few weeks and I've been slacking on the Winner's Circle of the Week, but we're back because we want to start out 2019 correctly, but more so we want to make sure that we tighten up on 2018 before we get out of here. There's still some weeks in 2018. In the Winner's Circle of the Week, we want to acknowledge this young lady. She started her podcast around the same time that we started ours, and she goes by Becky with the good hair. Her name is Becky the Poet on IG, and she's the host of the Unspoken Words podcast. I ran into Becky, wow, a couple years ago at an event that was put on by Wolf Nation Studios. And one thing I really enjoyed about Becky is seeing her joy that she just has. She's just sociable, and she will approach anybody, and it does not matter, because Becky is just that cheerful, and she wants to get to know you. She wants to hear more about you, and she wants to just hear what you're passionate about. She wants to hear what you do. And she really connected with me on a real level. Then we began to chop it up, and then I saw her roll out a podcast. And then from there, she's just been doing great things. And then she rolled out a t-shirt line. Her podcast, by the way, is Unspoken Words Podcast. You've heard me make mention of it many times before. However, on her podcast, she brings on different poets. They share exclusive pieces. She also shares personal stories from her life. Just getting to hear what it's like in a day in the life of Becky with the good hair. So therefore, we want to just definitely shout her out, because she has an upcoming event in February 1st. She's hosting a live event. It's her 1 year anniversary showcase, the Unspoken Words Showcase. There's going to be food, there's going to be beverages, so you want to be sure to visit the link that we're going to have down in the show notes. I have her link tree, Becky the Poet. And also under that, we're going to have the link to her Eventbrite so that you can check that out and go support if you're in the DFW area. All right, friends. Excellent, excellent, excellent. We would definitely encourage you to follow her on IG at Becky the Poet, and even follow her podcast, Unspoken Words Podcast, because Becky is a super faithful supporter of the Speak Your Success podcast, as well as just seeing the way that she's doing great things out here, and you all love to support. So we just really encourage you to go ahead and support Becky. Buy a sweater, buy a t-shirt from her if you like, because she's doing great things, and we really want to support her here at the Speak Your Success podcast. All right, friends, now we're going to go ahead and roll into the quote of the week. And we're going to go ahead and roll this specific quote because it is the holiday season. And I know sometimes that some people say it's so commercialized, right? Some people say that, oh, no, Saint Nick isn't real. Hey, if you say he's real, that's between you and yourself. Okay. Other people say, hey, he is real. I'm not going to fight you on that. Whatever you want Santa to be, let him be that. That's cool. Whatever works for you. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to shut down your dream. However, but I want us to focus on not necessarily the gifts this Christmas. I want us to focus on the relationships. I want us to focus on the people who mean the most to us. I want us to focus on being grateful this Christmas. If you want to do gifts, that's fine. Do gifts. I'm going to do gifts. If you don't, then that's cool. But I'm just saying, don't get so lost in the hustle and bustle of Christmas that you forget the most important gift of all, and that's these relationships. That's family members. That's those people who have been supporting you all year round. Because you, my successors here on the Speak Your Success podcast, you are one of the best gifts that I ever could have had. We're knocking on almost 15,000 downloads for this episode and for this year. Excuse me. For this year. Let me speak it into existence. Yeah, for this episode. But yeah, for this year. And I'm very grateful for each and every person who listened, each and every person who streamed, everyone who shared this podcast. So I want to close with this quote. And the quote reads, "Be present. Wrap someone in a hug. Send love. Donate food. Make memories. Be the light." Friends, if you have not had the opportunity to connect with us on social media, I would encourage you to be sure to visit JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. At the bottom, we have Instagram, we have YouTube, we have all of our Twitter handles. Feel free to follow and connect. Or if you're even on Twitter, be sure to mention Jonathan J Speaks and use the hashtag SYSP to let me know you're listening live. And I would love to shout you out, love to shoot you a tweet, and even also would make sure that I get to connect with you just on a real level. And friends, if you haven't had the opportunity, we would really encourage you to take a second and go to iTunes, leave an Apple review, just hit the podcast, scroll down towards the bottom, click write a review. We would encourage you to leave a 5-star review so we can continue to grow on the charts so that we can ultimately expand the impact that we leave on society. And friends, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and close it out. That this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, if you haven't got a Christmas gift yet and you want to get the best gift that keeps on giving, I would encourage you to go ahead and either one, send a friend to the Apple Store or the Android market and share with them the Speak Your Success podcast app for them to have encouragement, for them to have motivation, and also tangible soft skills. And the app is completely free. Or if you really enjoy what we're doing, I would encourage you to go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/products and order your autographed copy of Process, 14 Surprising Simple Behaviors to Skyrocket Millennials to Success. This is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?